Audio description for code, traffic lights, end of code. A virtual poster created by the Maya Collective, Mobile Media Lab, Montreal. Art direction, Arseli Dokumacı, Laurence Parent, and Kim Savşuk. Graphic design and interaction, Antonio Hernandez. This is a virtual poster, a two-dimensional image that lives at the domain address maya.mobilities.ca/posters. Its home is cyberspace. However, as a digital object, it can be repurposed for other media, including print formats. Because it lives in cyberspace, it has no size. But we can tell you this. It was coded in HTML or hypertext markup language. If you go to the domain where this poster lives, you will find three squares located side by side at the top of the poster, with some space left between the Windows bar and the top of the square. The squares are aligned to the right of the website, which is to your left. When you enter the domain, the squares appear in the middle of the screen, with the title of each work written under them. Then you can scroll down to see the details and descriptions of each work, which will be read out to you loud at the end of this audio description. The background is light beige and the squares are slightly separate. Three letters sit in the bottom left-hand corner of each square, and they are sized about 1/6 of the square's length. The letters are pale beige, the same color as the background, in lowercase and in FFDIN font, which is a realist sans serif typeface. If you move from your left to your right, we begin with the red square, which has the letter M. In the second yellow square is the letter I. In the third green square is the letter A. Together, the squares spell out the name of the collective who made the poster, Maya. What Maya means is fluid and flexible. Use your imagination. The squares have several functions. The colors were chosen to reference traffic lights that blink and control the circulation and movement of bodies in urban space. Traffic lights are a reference to the overall content of the piece, the way that our built environments create inclusion and exclusion. If you are a person with a physical disability, you will find Montreal a difficult city to navigate. Only 6 of the 27 metro stops are wheelchair accessible. None of the buses have audio cues for the names of streets to assist the visually impaired. The bus systems do have ramps, but these don't always work. As well, it is typical for only one place for one wheelchair user at a time. While many of the public buildings are supposed to be wheelchair accessible, and Quebec has a charter that supports discriminating against people with any disability, what you will find if you come to Montreal is that the vast majority of restaurants, clubs, and even art galleries that are inaccessible. A sill, a step, a series of stairs all block entry. You will also encounter many paradoxical situations, where there is a sign that says you may enter, but no way to access a system. For instance, while the trains all have designated seating for the disabled, if you try and get on the train and buy a ticket at the park station, you cannot cross the tracks to get that ticket to get on the train. These are just some of the examples of the infrastructural ableism, but let us return to the description of the piece. If you scroll over any one of the three squares, you will notice that something happens. The red square suddenly changes. A set of 4 or 5 images flash before you. The square has been animated as what is known in design language as GIF. This GIF begins with the letter M. So it shows a series of images of urban space and ends with a slogan. The first slogan, while lettering on red, reads, "Code, stop ableism, end of quote." The second slogan, while lettering on yellow reads "code," "megaphone," end of quote. The third slogan, while lettering on red reads "code," "Crip City," end of quote. If you click on each GIF, you will be taken through cyberspace to another space on the Mobile Media Web website, the site of for all of our Maya projects. If you scroll under the squares, you will see some text underneath each. The text describes in brief the title of each piece and lists the participants in this project. The first text underneath Antique Architectural Ableism reads as follows. Quote, Architectural Ableism, a collaboration with Raplik. Ableism is a system of oppression that discriminates against disabled people. Architectural Ableism is a series of video capsules scripted by AA participants exploring the paradoxes and perils of navigating the city of Montreal. Director Laurence Parent, cinematography and editing Jural Rouleau, AA participants Henry Debiol, Linda Gauthier, Maria Veuillot, sound design Ben Spencer, producers Kim Savchuk and Arseli Dokumacı. End of quote. The second text underneath Megaphone reads as follows. Quote, Montreal Inaccessible, a collaboration with Anthony Abbott. Montreal Inaccessible is a geolocational artwork developed by Anthony Abbott that chronicles the obstacles to urban inclusivity encountered by disabled people. Since June 2012, over 2,000 barriers have been recorded using the Megaphone software application. Artist Anthony Abbott, programmer Matteo Sistesset, Montreal project directors Kim Savchuk and Laurence Parent, Montreal Inaccessible participants Melanie Benar, Henry Debiot, Arseli Dokumacı, Julian Gascon-Sampson, Linda Gauthier, Laurence Parent, Kim Savchuk, Anna Katsevska, Marie-Eve Veuillot, end of quote. The third text underneath Creeping the Landscape 1, Quebec City, reads as follows. Quote, Creeping the Landscape 1, Quebec City by Laurence Parent. Creeping the Landscape expresses the desire to impair ableism and to damage the structures of power that reinforce the normalcy of ableist architecture. Creeping the Landscape 1, Quebec City is a 13-minute video chronicling the 5-kilometer journey from Laval University to the Cite Foy train station from the point of the wheelchair. Director, editing, cinematography, Laurence Parent, editorial assistance, Kim Savchuk, end of quote. Thank you for listening to this description of our project. Audio description for code. Architectural Ableism, end of quote. This particular series that you now have access to is known as the Architectural Ableism series. It is a set of 5-minute video capsules created by the members of Weblick, who document in 5 minutes an encounter they are having with ableist architecture in different public locations in Montreal. In other words, this square acts as a portal to this video content. First video capsule, Henry in the Gay Village. This is a 5-minute video capsule scripted and narrated by Henry Debiot. The capsule follows Henry as he tries to enjoy the terraces in the Gay Village in Montreal. St. Catherine Street, which goes all the way through the village, is pedestrianized during the summer months and is quite popular for both locals and tourists who would like to enjoy the open-air restaurants, cafes, and street entertainments. In the capsule, we witness Henry's experience of the street as a disabled person. Henry begins with drawing attention to the first barrier to entering the village, the metro station, which is not accessible. Then he goes on to show how most of the terraces do not accommodate people in wheelchairs. In some cases, they have a step which Henry cannot surmount his chair. In others, they have ramps that are either too steep or do not have the appropriate width slope and texture that warrants the user's safety. The second capsule, Marie-Ève at University of Montreal. This is a 4-minute video capsule scripted and narrated by Marie-Ève Veuillot. Marie-Ève explains the paradox of trying to enter a classroom at University of Montreal where she is studying. She is at Pavilion Marguerite Yourville and it is the start of the term in fall. The weather is not yet cold and Marie-Ève is outside the building narrating her experience of entering the classroom, while the images show her trying to get into the building. She details the problems she encounters along the way. An automatic button located at a point where there's a step. A ramp that she encounters, but the doorway that it leads to has no button for an automatic entry. As there are no automatic doors, Marie-Ève has no choice but to pull the doors herself from her wheelchair. The third video capsule, Marie-Ève on Saint-Laurent Boulevard. This is a 4-minute video capsule scripted and narrated by Marie-Ève Vieux. Here, Marie-Ève takes you to the festival Mixed Art on Montreal's Saint-Laurent Boulevard, where there's a sidewalk sale at the same time. It is summertime. You see images of a gate blocking the entrance to the street and a raised terrace obstructing the sidewalk. Both prevent Marie-Ève from enjoying the sidewalk sale and participating in public culture. You see her going in the street, encountering a speed hump, inaccessible terraces, or terraces that prevent her from entering to her favorite movie theater. The fourth video capsule, Linda at the Human Rights Commission. This is a 3-minute video capsule scripted and narrated by Linda Gauthier. Here, Linda takes you to the Human Rights Commission building. It is fall time and Linda is going around outside the building with her service dog, and her voiceover narrates her experience. A few minutes later, images show her inside the building as she tries to reach a buzzer that is too high and to pull an automated heavy door that is not working. In between, you see signs for disabled people showing where the lifts or automated doors are. As these images appear, Linda tells that they were finally denied access to the commissioner's office. The fifth video capsule, Linda at Montreal City Hall. This is a 4-minute video capsule scripted and narrated by Linda Gauthier. In this final video, Linda takes you to the City Hall where she often finds herself as the president of RAPLIC. One of the key aspects of the organization is that they actively lobby the city, the transit, and municipal council to ensure, for example, that voting stations in Quebec is accessible. In a recent study, RAPLIC has found out that many stations designated as accessible are in fact not, denying people with disability their fundamental democratic rights. In this capsule, Linda takes you through the corridors of City Hall, showing problems of access at every moment. Counters that are too high, with no provision made for a space that is lower. Bathrooms inadequately laid out. Access doors that are problematic. And finally, no spaces in the City Hall that are for anyone who is disabled. Audio description for, quote, Montreal inaccessible, end of quote. The Yellow Square brings you to another Maya collaboration with Barcelona artist Antoni Abad. If you click on the blinking yellow square, you will be brought to a site called Montreal Inaccessible, which is part of a project called Canal Accessible, created by Abad over 10 years ago. As part of Montreal Inaccessible, people with physical impairments who use mobility aids such as a wheelchair or a scooter, take photographs with cell phones to document the barriers that they encounter in the city of Montreal. These photos are geolocated on a map that is populated with their user-generated content. The project visualizes the patterns of systematic discrimination against people with disabilities and physical impairments that have become rooted in Montreal's urban space landscape. Montreal Inaccessible is presented as a website. On the top of the website, there is a menu bar. The first item on this bar, Montreal Inaccessible, lists the users of the project. Next to this item lie, subsequently, editorial, forum, etiquettes, card, media, and apropos. Each of these items, when clicked, displays its contents only. On the top left corner of the menu bar, which is to your right, there's a place to sign in for the project, a place to connect, and a place to change the language from French to English, and vice versa. Under the menu bar, you see a list of tags such as constructions, barré, and bravo, which have recently been used to describe the obstacles and accessibility. Underneath these tags are the images and their geolocations. Each image is placed side by side with its geolocation, and the name of the user who took the photo, the date when it was taken, and the tags used to describe it are specified underneath the images.
Quebec the Landscape Series 1 Quebec City, an MIA Media production. Director Laurence Parent, cinematography Laurence Parent, punctuation editing Kim Sachak. The Last Square, Quebec City, features a 13-minute video filmed and edited by myself, Laurence Parent. The video chronicles the 5-kilometer journey, which originally took 35 minutes from the University Laval to the train station in Quebec City. Using a hero cam attached to my wheelchair, I take you on a trip from A to B from the point of view of my wheelchair, exposing the rigosities, to quote Brazilian geographer Milton Santos, of this route, indicating moments of danger as I went my way home. Titled Creeping the Landscape 1 Quebec City, this video brings you through this movement space. The video starts as I leave Université Laval. I don't really know where to go. In Quebec City, only 4 bus routes out of 111 are wheelchair accessible. One of these bus lines had to stop at the university. I am lucky. I get on the bus quite easily. I get off a few kilometers away. Still 3 kilometers to go before I get to the train station. There's a lot of traffic. The sidewalks are bumpy. Suddenly the rain starts. I stop to open my umbrella. I continue my way under the heavy rain. The image of my hero camera is partially blurred by the rain and my transparent umbrella. I encounter inaccessible sidewalks. I am compromising my security, and I have no other choice. There is no accessible bus, and I cannot hail an accessible taxi either. At some intersections, I am unable to reach the pedestrian crossing button. I finally get to the train station. The journey took 35 minutes, mainly because of the speed of my wheelchair, somewhat compensated for the lack of accessible transportation. The goal of my video is to creep the landscape of Quebec City. By creeping the landscape, I intend to impair the functioning of ableism, to damage and make defective the structures of power which contribute to reinforce the normalcy of ableist architecture.